From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of Richard Strauss. We'll hear his tone poem for cello and orchestra, Don Quixote, Opus 35. The piece, inspired by the novel by Miguel de Cervantes, was completed in Munich in 1897 and premiered in Cologne in March of 1898. The work utilizes the concept of theme and variations. In this piece, the cello represents Don Quixote, while the viola, tuba, and bass clarinet represent Sancho Panza. There are 14 sections to this piece, each section representing a particular scene in the Cervantes story. I refer you to the Wikipedia article on this work, as it gives you far more detailed information than I have time to go into on this program. But one scene which stands out is Section 4, Variation 2 of the work, where Don Quixote and Sancho come upon a flock of sheep, which are represented here by dissonant flutes. Don Quixote believes that the sheep are in fact an approaching army, and thus a battle ensues. This performance, recorded live in concert, is given by the Moscow Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Kirill Kondrushan, with featured soloist, cellist Mstislav Rostropovich.
Thank you.
Music of Richard Strauss, Don Quixote, Opus 35, a tone poem for cello and orchestra inspired by the Miguel de Cervantes novel. Performed here by the Moscow Philharmonic, Kirill Kondrushan conducting with Mstislav Rostropovich, soloist. The performance recorded live in concert, though no specific time or location given in the liner notes of this CD. I suspect this was transferred from a Soviet-era mono LP. The CD, released in 1993 on Russian disc, contains two works featuring Mstislav Rostropovich, the Don Quixote, Opus 35, that we just heard from Strauss, and also Bajanas Brasileiras No. 1, music of Heitor Villa-Lobos, combining the classical style of J.S. Bach with Brazilian folk music. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about Classics and Beyond, including detailed playlists, or if you want to stream this and previous episodes in the series, then please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Classics and Beyond, show number 1703. For our final offering this hour, we have music featuring Dutch guitarist Jan Akkerman. Fans of progressive rock from the 70s might know that name, as Jan was part of the prog rock band Focus, which had a huge hit in the early 70s, Hocus Pocus, the band combining elements of progressive rock, classical, and jazz. In 1978, Jan Akkerman teamed up with composer and conductor Klaus Ogerman to record and release the album Aranjuez on the CBS label. It's a combination of classical and contemporary pieces arranged for guitar and orchestra. We'll listen to the pieces which open and close this LP. The opening track of Side A, the Adagio movement of Joaquin Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez, and the closing track of the B-side of the recording, Heitor Villa-Lobos' Bajanas Brasileiras, No. 5. Thank you. Two pieces featuring the guitar artistry of Jan Ackermann in an orchestral setting. We listened first to the Adagio movement of Concierto de Aranjuez from Joaquin Rodrigo. Classic jazz fans will recognize that, as that piece was adapted by Gil Evans for trumpeter Miles Davis and his classic album Sketches of Spain. And lastly, an example of the aforementioned Bajanas Brasileiras by Hector Villalobos, music combining the classical style of J.S. Bach with Brazilian folkloric music. We heard Bajanas Brasileiras No. 5. Jan Ackermann on guitar, along with jazz bassist Niels Henning Horsted Pedersen, and the orchestra arranged and conducted by Klaus Ogerman. In addition to music from Villalobos and Rodrigo, this album contains original pieces from Ackermann and Ogerman, as well as works by Ravel and Sanz. The album, released on CBS Records in 1978, is called Aranjuez, and to my knowledge, sadly, this album has never been reissued on compact disc. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.com. www.blogspot.com. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.